This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two black ranchers from El Paso County and their allies sought support at a rally outside the state capitol. CPR's Lucretia Wembley was there.
Nearly 200 people gathered in the state capitol in support of Courtney and Nicole Mallory, who say they were unfairly charged by the El Paso County Sheriff's Office with felony stalking. They asked lawmakers to pass the Karen Act, which would make racially biased calls to 911 illegal. Rocky Mountain NAACP President Portia Prescott.
El Paso County let the Mallorys down. El Paso County did not protect these people from the craziness of that whiteness that's happening in that county.
The El Paso Sheriff's Office has denied any wrongdoing in the case. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Colorado law enforcement uses red flag gun orders less frequently than police in other states with similar policies. CPR's Andrew Kenny says Colorado's Attorney General Phil Weiser wants to help police get more comfortable with the law.
What he said is that his office is going to be reaching out to police agencies, finding out, hey, how's the law working for you? What's holding you back? What's working well? He also said that he would consider supporting changes to add red flag material to statewide police training, to make sure every cop gets some training in it.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. Colorado recently received $4.5 million in federal funding to help expand the use of red flag restraining orders. Senator John Hickenlooper is meeting with senators from southwestern states to find a way to use less water. Some Coloradans want to keep more of the Colorado River in state and not let it flow downstream. Hickenlooper says that's not realistic.
I think we've got to take a little more holistic view. I'm not going to negotiate away our water rights. But that being said, people downstream have established rights to that water that originates upstream.
He hopes that senators can help find a compromise that sees farmers, ranchers, and cities in the Southwest conserve more water. Along the Front Range, a mostly sunny day with snow on the way later in the week. This is CPR News.